If what happened to Israel, they're really like losing any kind of PR spin that they used to have.
Yeah.
This UN thing, nobody is on their side. Israel. It's like Fox News is in their corner and nobody else gives a shit.
Well, yeah, they're now aligning themselves with Trump. They're going hard with Trump.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is going to be really confusing for the Pepes. I don't know how they're going to handle it.
That's
the only silver lining of Bibi now going full alt-right is like, what are the Pepes going to do about it?
Yeah.
Strange bedfellows, you know? It's strange times we're living in.
Yeah. So is this? Can we buy Soda Streams now?
Yeah, Soda Streams are the New Balance.
What's
of,
the Israeli shit? It's Soda Stream.
It's Soda Stream.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, I just got the Vitamix, so I'm not.
How much is Soda Stream?
It's like $90.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, I don't want to talk about that. You not talk about that.
Why do you want to talk about it?
About Israel?
No, about SodaStream.
Oh, no, I don't care about SodaStream.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about Netanyahu. No.
Why?
Bibi?
You're the one that knows. I asked you specifically. I brought up the disturbed guy.
Did you see that BB video?
Yeah. Hey guys. Hey guys. I'm going to. I don't want any Palestinians to have any soda.
Guys, I'm going to kill Palestinian children. I'm going to shoot rockets at Palestinian preschool.
Well, I'm doing a can crush for Scarlett Johansson. Happy birthday, Scarlett. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, look, this is a bus, and it's taking everyone back to Gaza. Goodbye, bus. Live from Placerville.
Oh, fuck. Goddamn. Nicely done, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Israel now. It seems like they're fucking up. They went crazy on Twitter.
Yeah,
whatever.
I used to be an expert on Israel, but not anymore.
Yeah, me too. Sam.
Yeah.
Well, I was just
my thing is, I know all this shit already, so it's like, why even bother?
My friend, who's an Israeli guy who lives in America, who Brandon thought was French. He's like, this French guy just came up to me and
fuck
said,
off.
"Are you a star from Twitter?" He like tweeted it out, and I was like, "That guy's not French." Anyway,
yo, Brandon, can you do me a favor and pick up that cat turd and put it in your backpack?
He was like, "What's with all the Israel stuff on the podcast?" I was like, "Oh, is it bothering you?" He's like, "No, it's funny, but like, you know the joke Nick made about the small targets and the snipers, like, this is true." He's like, "I know Nick was making a joke, but this is true. This is actually, they do have smaller targets."
It's funny. I kind of have like more respect for Israel now that they just have to be like openly evil about it.
Right.
You know, when it's like, if they can't really frame themselves as victims in that situation anymore, they'd be like, just let us genocide these people. We want to do it.
Okay. There's a couple other things.
Yeah.
One is that Netanyahu's under corruption investigation in Israel right now. He's trying to deflect. Second of all, most Israelis are against the settlements, as are most Jews in the world. He's a hardline right-wing like psycho. I'm not like defending, you know, but like clearly there's a nut
hear
job
the spin, dude?
But what he's been able
spin?
To no what he's been able to do is get
spinning
the,
like a dreidel over here.
Okay, I'm done. I don't want to fucking. What do we talk about?
I don't know, man. I've been hearing about like a two-state solution my entire life.
Two-state solution is.
I'm 87 years old, okay, and it's not gonna work, okay, babe, okay.
It's not gonna work.
Right? So
what do you
just
do?
Genocide.
Guys, let's fix.
You know,
this
it's.
Now.
I feel the same way about the Native Americans in the United States. It's like, you know, people are like, well, you know, look at all the oppression people face, and then you know, which is real. But then they say, like, and how we genocided the Native Americans. And it's like, no, they're still alive. We're, like, continuing to oppress them. Worse than any other, like, ethnic minority in the United States. Yeah, right. It's currently going on. So it's like, we might as well just, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, just get rid of them.
No, Nick, shut
just
up.
Just get killed,
Nick.
Just come on. There's like 500 of them left. Put them out of their misery. We'll build a new museum, an even bigger one that's not just in the basement of the fucking bankruptcy office downtown. They got a brand new museum.
We fucked them so hard. They all have diabetes and alcoholism.
We've just finished the job.